always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Tariff twists and turns. U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum are going into effect this hour for Canada, the U.K., the European Union, Mexico, and Australia. But Canada and the U.S. are pulling back from some of the newer tariffs each side levied on the other, double tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum imports, and that 25% surcharge on Canadian electricity exports to the U.S. CBS's Nancy Cordes now on where things stand.
We're back to where we were essentially this weekend, which is the U.S. has imposed 25% tariffs on some Canadian goods, and Canada has responded in kind. Trump is still on track to impose reciprocal tariffs on countries around the globe in early April, which means whatever they tax us, we tax them, which will likely lead to a lot more standoffs.
The U.S. and Ukraine say after talks in Saudi Arabia that Ukraine will accept a 30-day ceasefire with Russia. And President Trump says the U.S. is ending the freeze on intelligence sharing and military aid to Ukraine.
Well, it's Ukraine, but we hope to get Russia. It turned out to be the, you know, I've been saying that Russia has been easier to deal with so far than Ukraine, which is not supposed to be the way it is, but it is, and we hope to get Russia.
Tuesday marked 5 years since the World Health Organization officially declared COVID-19 a global pandemic. CBS News reporter Alex Tin.
Some of the reticence that we've heard from public health officials, not just talking about COVID vaccinations, but other vaccinations. There's a real caution, a real change to the tone that you hear from public health officials. And you've seen that play out, too, in the backlash that we've seen. Again, not just for COVID vaccine requirements, but other vaccine requirements for other vaccine preventable diseases, including measles.
Meanwhile, more hospitals are treating patients at home to reduce overcrowding.
Medicare, Medicaid, and private health insurers are offering coverage for the service, which sends nurses to patients' homes as they recover. Doctors say patients heal better and faster when they're in a familiar setting because they're less anxious and sleep better. One doctor says it's much better to treat patients in their homes than in the hallways of crowded emergency rooms.
CBS News correspondent Michael Wallace. The FBI is now involved in the search in the Dominican Republic for missing 20-year-old University of Pittsburgh student Sudishka Konanki. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez tells us Dominican police are re-interviewing people who were with her before she vanished in the pre-dawn hours March 6th.
Konanki's parents flew here to Punta Cana soon after learning she was missing. They have been pressing authorities to investigate all possible scenarios, including foul play, and not just the possibility she may have accidentally drowned.
Tiger Woods is out with an Achilles tendon problem. We'll miss the Masters. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Indianapolis to take on the Pacers tonight. But the Bucks organization shocked and saddened at the news that Junior Bridgman has passed away. Bridgman played for the Bucks from 1975 to 1984, then later became a successful businessman, sitting on several boards of directors and growing his own business to over 100 restaurants, Wendy's and Chili's, many in southeastern Wisconsin. Last fall, Bridgman was included as a partner in the ownership of the Bucks.
10, 12 years ago, when there was rumors of the team possibly going to this city or that city, I said, that cannot happen. The people here deserve to have a team. They've supported a team even when those years when we weren't very good. They support them now. Why would you move the team from here?
Bridgman at an event today in his home city of Louisville, witnessing he grabbed his chest, saying he might be having a heart attack, rescuers unable to save him. Junior Bridgman was 71 years old. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Robert Redford has come out of retirement to make his first 6 years. The 88-year-old will appear on an episode of AMC in Dark Winds. Redford is also an executive producer, along with Game of Thrones producer George R.R. Martin. Redford will appear on episode 1 of season 3, which will air this coming Sunday night. Redford requested his scenes be shot on a closed set due to his insistence on appearing in his altogether. The show Dark Winds is set in the 1970s and follows a Navajo police unit. The show's director, Chris Eyre, says Redford's fellow executive producer George R.R. Martin will also have a cameo in the first episode
episode of season three. He added that the season three executive producer cameos were part of the plan since season one. He also admitted that despite Redford being a phenomenal and supportive producer, the idea of directing the legendary actor really freaked him out. New episodes of Dark Winds drop on AMC Sunday nights. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful clouds in the overnight with a light southeast breeze, and temperatures by dawn will be in the lower to middle 20s. On Wednesday, though, skies turning mostly sunny, light south winds developing with highs reaching the lower 50s. Currently 35 degrees.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Interesting stuff going on in the world here today. By the way, the stock market continues to crash. The negotiations continue in Saudi Arabia. I am not extremely optimistic about that. We'll see how this all plays out. And Bob Kennedy is still telling us that if you want to not die from measles, be sure to take your vitamin A. You know, if you live in a vitamin A deficient country, you know, I've worked in South Sudan, in Darfur, in Uganda, in Colombia, in Peru, in the Philippines, in there's a half a dozen other countries that I, back in the 80s when I was doing international relief work. And vitamin A deficiency is a very real thing, and it does make people, from pretty much any disease, including measles, far more likely to die. But and there are probably pockets in America. In fact, there are places in America where there is vitamin A deficiency, particularly probably in the deep south. But if you're worried about measles, get vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, get vaccinated. You know, or if you're, you know, old enough that you had measles as a kid, then you're good. But you get the point. Anyhow, Donald Trump can't hide the real killers of the American dream. This was the title of one of my daily takes that I published last week when we were on vacation. And the hook, the news hook that I based the story on, the thing that got me thinking about this, was Donald Trump ordering the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, to evict homeless people from the city. And, you know, he's, you know, "Hi, Claudius, you will do this." And she did. I mean, she's also stripping out the Black Lives Matter rhetoric on the street in front of the White House as well, at his order. But he then cut millions of dollars in federal support for housing. And he's gutting, you know, the housing administration. And or the, you know, one of the actually there's multiple federal agencies that are involved in housing support. And he and Musk are gutting these agencies. So really what he was saying is, don't solve the homeless problem, hide it. It's, you know, it's like putting a Band-Aid on skin cancer. It's not going to solve the problem. So what is causing this problem? Well, there's an amazing study that was published last year by Zillow, you know, the home, what would you call it, the real estate site, that found that when housing costs exceed 32% of median household income in a community, or excuse me, a median individual income in a community, when it exceeds 32%, that's the threshold at which you begin to see homelessness appear. And as it goes up beyond that 32%, the cost of housing, or the cost of rent specifically, is what they were looking at, relative to average income or median income, as it goes up like that, the housing starts to homelessness starts to increase exponentially, you know, really, really substantially increases. Now,
I'm old enough to remember when I was 6 years old and my dad, you know, I've probably told this story before, but my dad dropped out of college when mom got pregnant with me and went to work in a, he wanted to be a history professor. But, you know, it wasn't to be. He dropped out of college in his second or third year and went to work in a steel plant for a short while. And then mom and dad moved down to Lansing, and dad was selling World Book encyclopedias and Rexair vacuum cleaners door to door, which doesn't make a lot of money. We were living in a little one room, one bedroom, a two room house. It was a converted barn, actually, or converted garage next door to a larger house in Lansing, on Cleveland Street in Lansing. And when I was 7 years old, in 1957, he finally got a job at Lansing Tool and Die, you know, Tool and Die Shop, a union shop, that, boom, was his entry into the middle class. And that year, he bought his first house, which was the house that I grew up in. In fact, my niece now lives in that house, so it's still in the family. He bought it. It was a little three-bedroom, one-bathroom house, a little ranch house in South Lansing, brand new subdivision. And he bought it for $13,000 in 1957. In 1957, that year, I looked it up. The average cost of a home, a new home in America, was